Thank you, praise team. That was a great job. Amen, church. Amen. Appreciate that very much. After Warren's introduction, I really wasn't feeling worthy to come up here, you know. But the praise team helped me out a great deal. I'm ready now after that. That was really good. Good morning. It's good to be with you this morning. I'm very honored to be filling in for Dr. May and to stand before you this morning. And I appreciate all of you. Hadn't been over here on this side since we restarted our services. And it's so good to be back over here with you and see all of you and worship with you this morning. And hear our musicians and our praise team and praise band over in the contemporary service does a great job as well. And I always enjoy worshiping over there with them. Today, this morning, we're going to look at a man named Shamgar. This is a man that's not really well known in the Bible. And this past Monday morning, I just arrived here at church and was sitting in my office. And Billy walked down the hall, walked by my office, and he stopped and stuck his head in the door. And he said, "What you preaching on Sunday, brother?" I said, "Shamgar." I think he thought I said Sammy Hagar, but if you don't know, Sammy Hagar was a lead singer for heavy metal rock band back in the 70s and 80s, and I think that's what Billy knew that. He said, "Well, rock and roll, brother." No, that didn't really. He didn't say that. We did have a little bit of a lack of communication there, though, in talking about what I was preaching on today. So if you will, take your Bibles, turn with me to Judges chapter 3. Judges chapter 3. We're going to look at one verse this morning, verse 31 in Judges chapter 3. I appreciate all of our staff and enjoy working with them, and I want you to know that all of our staff are working really hard every day, and so we appreciate our church and your commitment and your service to the Lord. Billy will be filling in for Dr. May next Sunday, so I encourage you to be in prayer for him this week. Judges chapter 3, verse 31. Notice what it says. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time of worship together today, God. Thank you for your presence here this morning. Thank you for every person here in this service and in the contemporary service. I pray now as we sit with your word in our lap, I pray that we will receive it into our heart. Forgive me my sins. Use me this morning. In the words of John the Baptist, I pray that I will decrease and you will increase. I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus and for his sake. Amen. I heard a story about a class instructor who had been explaining leadership principles all morning long to a class of police recruits. The instructor called a man to the front of the class. He handed the recruit a piece of paper on which the following was written. "You're in charge. Get everyone out of the room without causing a panic." The recruit was at a loss for words. He thought and thought, but finally he gave up and returned to his seat. The second man that was called up read the paper and said this: "Everybody outside, go." No one moved. A third recruit was called up. He glanced at the instructions, smiled, and said this: "All right, men, break for lunch." The whole room was empty in a matter of seconds. This third recruit, he got the job done and made it look easy. And today, we're going to look at a man that got the job done and also made it look easy. He was a man who stepped up to the plate. He was a man that stepped forward, that was used by God to do amazing things for God and his people. His name is Shamgar. I want to give a little background and set the context for this verse here this morning before we get into the body of the message. The book of Judges, of course, is a sequel or follow-up to the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, we see how God's people were obedient and they followed God's will and went into the promised land and defeated the enemy pagan nations that were living there in the promised land. The book of Judges is the exact opposite. God's people were rebellious toward God. They were living in sin. They were involved in idolatry. They were disobedient to God. And as a result, God would send his judgment on his people. And that judgment took the form of enemy pagan nations invading and conquering God's people. And the people would then live under the oppression of these enemy nations. Then the people would repent. God would raise up a leader, a judge. And in the original Hebrew language, the word judge, it also means servant. So this servant, or they were called judges, would step forward, and God would use them to overthrow the enemy nation. And he would also use them to lead the people in returning back to God. This was a cycle that was repeated over and over. This cycle of sin by the people, oppression by enemy nations, repentance by the people, and then deliverance by God. That was repeated over and over and over here in the book of Judges. And each time, someone would step forward. God would raise somebody up. Somebody would step up, and God would use them in this phase of repentance and deliverance. They were called judges. And over a period of 350 years, there were 14 judges, and Shamgar is the third of those 14 judges. So the title of today's lesson, The Surprising Success of Shamgar. The Surprising Success of Shamgar. Say that three times real fast. But let's look at three things this morning that we can learn from the example of this man named Shamgar. Number one, first of all, we can learn from Shamgar that we need to embark from right where we are. Embark or begin from right where you are. Look at the first part of verse 31. Look at it with me. Read that. It says, after him, after the preceding judge, was Shamgar the son of Anath. At this specific time, God's people are living under the oppression of the Philistine army. The Philistines were a powerful pagan nation, and their army seemed to be unbeatable and unstoppable. And God's people, under the oppression of the Philistines, were living in fear. God's people were living a very defeated and a very discouraged life. But God uses this man, Shamgar, to defeat the Philistines. So let's talk about Shamgar. Let's answer the question, who is this man Shamgar? If you look at his name in original Hebrew language, his name is translated unknown. Unknown. And you know, in ancient Bible, Old Testament times, your name was your identity. That was who you are. And so his name is translated unknown. You see, he wasn't a political leader. Shamgar wasn't any kind of military leader. He wasn't a high-ranking religious leader. Shamgar was just this unknown, regular guy that God used in amazing ways to do amazing things. Shamgar stepped up to the plate. He didn't just wait for the right time. We always seem to want to do that, don't we? We always want to wait for the right time before we decide to live for the Lord. We wait for somebody else to do it. Shamgar, he didn't wait for what we often call the right opportunity. He didn't wait for the right circumstances. Shamgar took action. I'm sure many of you have heard of the famous Amos Cookie Company. Yeah? You heard of that? few of you have ate some famous Amos cookies, I believe. Amen. Yeah. Got a whoop whoop back there in the back over famous Amos cookies. That is a popular brand of cookies that's been around for a long time. The founder of the famous Amos cookie company was just a regular guy with a cookie recipe. But he started his company, became a multimillionaire and a household name. And somebody asked the founder, his name was Wally Amos, somebody asked him in an interview on TV, they said, "What advice would you give people to be successful?" And he immediately responded and he said, "Start from right where you are." Think about that. This successful businessman, multimillionaire, he didn't give some kind of business model. He didn't give a list of leadership principles. He didn't give or explain some kind of a strategy for success. He simply said, "Start from right where you are." Listen to me, church. If we're going to experience God's blessings, if we're going to experience God's best, we can't sit back and wait for the right time. Amen? Listen to me. Every one of you here today, God has created you with a special plan for your life. God has created you with a specific purpose for your life. And we lose out, we miss out on God's best and God's blessings if we don't step forward, if we sit back. We need to start from right where we are. Listen, let's have the attitude of Isaiah the prophet. We read in the book of Isaiah in chapter 6 how Isaiah had an actual encounter with God, and God asked a question, "Who will I send? Who shall go for me?" And Isaiah the prophet responded by saying what? "Here I am, God, send me." Isn't that good? Here I am, God, send me. That should be our attitude. Here I am, God, send me. God, here I am, use me to do your will. God, here I am. I am all in for you. And God will hear that, and God will honor that, and bless that, and do amazing things in your life. Listen to me. Here's the lesson from Judges. One of the lessons from Judges, what we're saying here, is that God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Somebody say amen. God will use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Why? So that he will get all the glory. Each one of these judges here, God, as they stepped up, God used them in a big way, and it started with their obedience. They made themselves available. But listen to me. Understand this, that delayed obedience equals disobedience. Delayed obedience is equal to disobedience. Start from right where you are. You may be going through a difficult time right now. We all experiencing the things in our society, in our nation. But listen, we can't let that cause us to sit back. We got to start from right where we are. And God will hear that and bless that and honor that and do great things in your life. So we see here, number one, we have to embark from right where we are. Number two, we need to employ the resources that we have. We learn from Shamgar. Number two, we need to employ the resources that we have. Look at the second part of verse 31. Notice what it says here. After him was Shamgar, the son of Anath. Notice this. Who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad. You see, Shamgar didn't have a mighty army. Shamgar didn't have a supply of spears or swords. He didn't own a fleet of chariots. It tells us here that Shamgar had an ox goad. What in the world is an ox goad? Well, a goad was a wooden pole about 8 to 10 feet long, On one end of that pole was a metal rod or dagger, if you will, that farmers would use to prod and to poke their oxen and make them do what they wanted them to do. On the other end of that pole was a blade. It looked much like a hoe. It was a blade on the other end, and they would use that to scrape mud and dirt off of their plow. Shamgar made himself available. Yes? But did he have any weapons? No. He used an oversized hoe to kill 600 Philistine enemy pagan soldiers. I love that. I don't know about you, but I love that. Isn't that good? A man with nothing, a farmer, an everyday guy, says, I'm going to make a difference from the Lord. He steps up and God uses him and his hoe to kill the enemy nation. I love that. That gets me fired up. God will use anything. He'll use the most trivial things, it seems, to do amazing things in our life if we'll just make ourselves available. Listen, we see throughout the Bible, we see throughout Scripture, how it seems like God takes the most random, insignificant items that seem to have no value and does amazing things, works miracles. We see how Moses, he carried a staff, another oversized walking cane, he used as a shepherd. But what did God do with that staff? He parted the Red Sea. We see David encountered a 9-foot giant, but he killed that giant with a sling and a little rock. You go over to the New Testament, we see a little boy with a basket of bread and fish, and God used that to feed 5,000 people. Listen, the book of Judges gives us this principle, this lesson as well. Listen to this, listen. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. Listen, the lesson is that when God's people rely on God's power, doing God's will, God will honor that and he will give his people victory. Remember in Matthew 19:26, what did Jesus say? Great verse. With man, and we think we're so good, don't we? But Jesus said, with man, it is what? Impossible. Oh, but the rest of that's even better. But with God, some things are possible. All things are possible. Thank you. With God, all things are possible. I heard a story about a Japanese soldier. His name was Hiro Onoda. He was a Japanese Army intelligence officer that served during World War II. When the war was over in August of 1945, Onoda did not surrender. He didn't believe that the war was over. And Onoda stayed hid in the mountains and jungle of the Philippine Islands for 29 years. Finally, in 1974, his former superior officer found Onoda in the mountains of the Philippines and convinced him that the war was over. And Onoda finally surrendered in 1974. Listen, church, somebody help me. How many of you know the war is over and we have the victory? Amen? God gave us the victory 2,000 years ago. We don't need, as believers, to retreat and hide. Somebody help me. Listen, we need to step up. God will use, God will fight our battles for us. Whatever you're going through, step up and say, God, here I am, and he'll fight the battle for you then. God used a man with a hoe to kill 16 Philistine soldiers. The victory is ours. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing today, do not run and hide. Remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we see here in the life of Shamgar, we learn lessons from his example. We need to embark or start from right where we are. We need to employ or use whatever resources that we have. And number three, we need to entrust the results to God. Entrust the results to God. Look at the second, the third part of verse 31. After him was Shamgar the son of Anath, who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox goad. And notice this, and he also delivered Israel. One person with a farming tool made a difference. He made a difference because he made himself available and he trusted God with the results. We see here, we learn in our lesson today that God will use that person who is willing to serve him. That God will use that person that is willing to surrender to his will. And God will do amazing things in the life of the person that will trust him. Whatever you're going through, don't live a life, don't live a discouraged and defeated life. Surrender everything in your life to God. Say, God, here I am. I submit to you, and I trust you for the results. Don't wait for the perfect time, because what? There never is a perfect time. Don't put it off. Charles Stanley is the pastor of First Baptist Church, Atlanta. He's been there for many years. First Baptist Church, of course, is a mega church, and through the years, First Baptist Church of Atlanta has been the been the fastest growing church in the state of Georgia. And for some years, it's been the fastest growing church in the whole nation. But Charles Stanley always says this: obey God and leave the consequences to him. That's good, isn't it? That fits today, doesn't it? See, that is our responsibility. That's the role that we play, is to simply step up and obey God and trust him for everything else. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. Listen, whatever you're going through, whatever battles you're facing, you may feel like you're living under oppression. We've got some teachers here today. I know we have a lot of teachers in our church, and your school year is just starting off with a bang. Amen. You know, but whatever we're going through, we don't have to try to understand it. We just trust him. Just trust him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and then he will direct your path. You know, we talked a minute ago, we talked about how God uses random, simple things to perform miracles and do amazing things. 2,000 years ago, God took two pieces of wood, put them together and formed a cross. He sent his son into this world, and at the age of 33, Jesus died on that cross. He gave his life for your sins, my sins, and the sins of the whole world. That's not the end of the story. Amen, church? He was buried, and 3 days later, he was raised from the dead, and he lives today. And that, praise God, makes me want to shout. That is why we can live in victory. From two simple pieces of wood, Jesus lives today, and that's he gives us victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. And maybe there's somebody on our campus today, and you realize there's never been a time in your life when you've accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. My goodness, I encourage you, I beg you, don't put that off. All you have to do is just to accept Jesus as Savior is to pray a simple prayer of faith. You just say something like this. You just go to God and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I've sinned against you. Please forgive me of my sins. And just tell Jesus, say to Jesus with all your heart, Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Be Lord of my life. I trust in you. I'm trusting you for the results. It'll be the most important decision you'll ever make. If you'd like to do that today, you can do that on your own in our time of invitation in just a moment. We're not quite ready for that yet, but if you'd like to talk with a staff member, we're certainly welcome to that as well, about that or any other need that you have. But let me say this as we get ready to close. You know, in today's world, I think, have to filter everything through that ugly word, coronavirus. We really do. We have to, because of what it's done to our society and the world, we filter everything within the context of the coronavirus and also the civil unrest that's taking place in our country. This is not an anti-shelter-in-place message. This is not an anti-coronavirus protocol message. What I want to say to you is, in this context, you know, this coronavirus is very frustrating. And I don't know about you, but my prayer for the coronavirus is that God would just end this thing. End this coronavirus. He can do that somehow, some way. But we as believers, listen to me now, as Christians, we can't let the coronavirus or the civil unrest in our nation define who we are. And I know that the coronavirus is frustrating for all of us. For some of us, it's more frustrating and harder to deal with than others. But we can't let those negative emotions trap us. We need to do, if you're struggling with that, we need to do like Shamgar, step forward, God, here I am. I can't handle it. I need you to help me fight this battle. A lesson from the book of Judges and the book of Joshua, there's a lot of good lessons in both books. But if you look at the book of Joshua, The thread we see through the book of Joshua, the lessons we learn there, is how God does amazing things in the lives of his people as a group. I mean, there's a lot of lessons we can learn for us as individuals, apply to our lives as individuals, but it's talking about how he blesses and does amazing things in the lives of his people as a group. In the book of Judges, it's much different. We see the blessings and the lessons from how God deals in the lives of individuals. So today, break free of whatever it is you're dealing with. Don't let the coronavirus, the civil unrest define you. Step up, step out, and say, God, here I am. whatever you're dealing with, whatever your place in life, say, God, here I am. Use me, make yourself available, and then watch God work. Shamgar lived under the oppression of a pagan army, and he broke free by stepping forward. Now, I do want to close. I want to close today with by reading the words from a popular contemporary Christian song. This song is sung by a Christian contemporary singer by the name of Matt Mayer. The title of the song is Alive and Breathing. The words to the chorus go like this. It says, joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. That first part of the chorus, I love that. I want to sing it, but I won't. I'll sing that later in the car. Listen, let me start over. Joy still comes in the morning. Hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Listen to this. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. Say amen. So lift up your head and keep on singing. Praise the Lord. In Shamgar's day, God's people stopped dancing and dreaming. They were hurting and they thought there was no hope, but God delivered his people. God gave his people victory because Shamgar, one man, stepped forward. Let's pray together. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for this message today, God. Again, thank you for each and every person here. God, I know there are people here in both services, people all over this campus that are hurting, people going through difficult times, facing their own battles. It may be a battle with sin, a spiritual battle. Maybe a battle within their home, relationships among their family members. It may be a battle they're facing at work, at school, in the community. It may be a physical need. I know there are many in our church family struggling, fighting a battle with physical needs. But God, we know there is still hope for the hurting. May your people here today not stop dancing and dreaming. We see in the life of Shamgar how, or in the whole book of Judges, when one ordinary person, Shamgar, Deborah, Gideon, Samson, 14 judges, when they stepped up, you delivered and gave your people victory. Give victory to your people here today. May we all say, God, here I am. Take it, God. Use me. Do a work that only you can do. We pray in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Mark's going to come and lead us in a hymn of invitation, although, as you know, with the coronavirus protocol, we don't invite people to come to the altar, but you can pray and do business with God right where you are. I encourage you to do that. Whatever your need, you can pray individually or pray with your family member or the one sitting there with you. Whatever your need today, step forward, go to God. He'll bless you. Let's stand together.